Look, Alfred. There's one.
Oh, so there is, Arthur. Oh, what a lovely cigarette in. I'll pick it up and put it in our little tin.
Here. It's another one.
I got it.
And another one.
Good for you.
Oh, it's only half smoked, too.
Oh, this must be our lucky day, Alfred.
Come here. Look down there, Arthur. The cigar end.
Pick it up, quick.
Stow me. There's another good fag end down here. Oh, look, and another one, and another one.
Oh, this is a good place, isn't it?
Yes, mate. We'll come here again.
So that was an excerpt from Tobacco Road. Yes, each week at this time, we shall be bringing you a play to remember, which may also help you to forget the next half hour.
However, for those with a strong disposition, here is a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Fidgepot Thunderflash II, Arlene Peabody, George the Singing Postman and his registered male voice choir, Carlton Greenhouse, Miss Tallulah Tenniscoat.
I bet she played ball.
And to continue, Mordaunt Crank and Blake, the Maharaja of Merthyr Tydfil, and of course Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the first show in the third series of Beyond Our Ken. Well, first of all, I would like to thank everybody who individually who wrote in and asked for another series. But I'm afraid it's just not possible. No one wrote in. However, here we are back again, so let me, as usual, tell you some of the things that have happened since we last met. Last month, for instance, I went to my doctor for a check. But unfortunately, he was broke as well. So being a bit browned off, I decided to fly away in search of the sun. Well, I couldn't find any. Oh, I was whitened off. Then, a few weeks ago, I started going to arts classes, and I shall never forget my first visit. When they brought in the model, some of the other chaps in the class behaved disgracefully. Most of them went... One or two of them shouted out...
Lovely, beautiful, enchanting!
Quite a few simply muttered... Well, personally, I couldn't understand all the fuss. You'd think they'd never seen a bowl of fruit before. However, what I wanted to tell you about happened last month. One night, I took a good look round the living room of my flat and decided that everything in it was rather dull and old-fashioned. But I couldn't really get rid of Mrs. Horne, so I thought it might be a good idea to have the place redecorated. Immediately, therefore, I got in touch with those fashionable home decorators, Arthur Figley and Son. And on Monday morning, they arrived. Ah, good morning. Do come in. Now, which one of you is Mr. Arthur Figley?
That is me, Mr. Orne. Sometimes referred to as the Norman Hartnell of the building trade. How do you do? This gentleman here in the cloth cap, take it off, Fred, is my mate, Norman.
Morning, Governor.
Morning. Say, Mr. Figley, he looks rather ill.
Oh, take no note of his white face. He washed himself in the wrong bucket, didn't you, Norman?
Yes, I've got a touch of distemper, that's all.
And who is this third gentleman standing here in the floral shirt and chintz trousers?
Oh, I didn't think you'd notice him. May I present our interior design expert, Mr. Nigel Wallflower.
Oh, look, isn't it glorious? All pink and shiny and beautifully polished.
He likes you, Mr. Orne.
Well, I'm glad about that.
No, don't move, Mr. Horne. Oh, it's breathtaking. Sunlight shining through that stained glass window is making pretty little patterns all over your head.
Oh, he's a rare one for colour, isn't Nigel?
Well, perhaps you'd like to start work, eh?
I'd like a cup of tea.
Be quiet, Norman.
But I'm thirsty,
Norman!
Oh, I would like a cup of tea.
In fact, Norman, another sound out of you and I'll lag your pipes. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Orne.
All right, well, now the room is here. Oh, hello, Prudence.
Oh, I shan't be a minute, Mr. Orne. I've got dust sheets over the furniture. And look, I've put paper all over the floor.
Oh, Prudence, I meant newspaper.
Oh.
Well, never mind. Come in, gentlemen.
Righto, Norm. Let's get down to it. Hello, hello. What's this, Mr. Orne? There's a nasty, dirty crack down the wall.
Yes, Pigley, I know. I'm afraid I wrote it there at a party.
Down the wall?
At a Chinese party.
Oh. Oh, yes. Highly whimsical.
Well, now, Mr. Hall, can we discuss the decor? I'll suggest something madly gay. How about murals all round the wall?
Oh, yes, that's an idea. He does them murals very well, doesn't he?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Ah, what about a nice check wallpaper?
No, I prefer British, I think.
I've got it. Got it?
You have?
Yeah, sudden flash of inspiration, you understand. What this room needs is a blaze of colour.
Huh?
Now, that wall, purple background with orange stars on it. That wall, green and red diagonal stripes. Over there, mauve and yellow polka dots. And here, turquoise, blue and maroon.
With pink curtains, I suppose.
Oh, for heavens, no. That would clash dreadfully.
But could I suggest something? I'd like a nice puce wallpaper with red roses on it.
Of course. Why did not think of it? Absolutely revolutionary, Mr. Orne. Most daring and bizarre. You'll be the talk of the neighbourhood. There it goes, they'll say, the man with the most exclusive and unique wallpaper in Kensington.
Have you got any?
Loads of it. Pigley. Pigley, you've got the rolls, haven't you?
No, I come by bike today.
Pigley!
Oh, yes, the floral wallpaper, yes.
Good. Well, now, there's just the paint to settle. Naturally, you'll have the colourised super glossy enamel emulsion satin luster finished.
Oh, couldn't I just have white paint?
It is white paint. But, well, I mean to say, man, we couldn't possibly call it white paint in the trade.
Why not? What's the difference?
About £4.10 a tin. Well, I must be off.
Goodbye, Mr. Walpire.
And a beautiful Oyster Shell and Beach goodbye to you.
Thank you.
Now, say, Mr. Orne, one favour we might ask of you, Norm and me. We get a bit lonely on the job. Could we have a little music while we work?
Of course, I'll switch the wireless on.
Next week, Broadcasting for Schools will present another interesting life story, that of Diana Dawes. And now it's time for Songs for Swinging House Decorators, and here is your resident vocalist.
Good morning.
Good heavens, it's Pat Lancaster. Well, what a coincidence, it says here.
I should care if the wind blows east or west. I should fret if the worst looks like the best. I should mind if they say it can't be true. I should smile. That's exactly what I do. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds all day long. Blue sky from now on.
Very nice to hear Pat again, and in such fine voice.
Well, here we are at last.
Go down to Gnome, the char's here.
I'm not a char. I'm Mr. Horn's personal maid. Here you are. Tea for two. And I made you some sandwiches.
Tart?
No, they're sardine. Anything for you, sir?
Oh, no thanks, Prudence. I think
just look at this tea.
I've never seen anything like it.
All right, you two. You needn't make fun of my tea. Someday you may be old and weak yourselves.
Well, I think they will leave you to it. And remember, when you get to the paint, two coats.
Oh, I always wear two coats. Saves getting me Savile Row suit splashed.
You're right. Well, now, make a nice job of it. Figley, haven't you finished this room yet? You've been at it a week.
Well, I happen to be a very meticulous workman. My reputation, you know.
Well, then what are those fingerprints over the new paints?
Ah, well, in all my work, one can detect the hand of Arthur Figley. I would ask you in all humility to feast your eyes on the very lovely, nay, enchanting decor the room now boasts. Have a butcher.
Yes, it's very... just a minute. What on earth's that? Look, that... huge bulge in the wallpaper there.
Oh, my word, yes, you're dead right. Sheer carelessness. Gnome, come and have a look. Look, where's he got to?
Figley, I think Norman is that bulge in the wallpaper.
What? Norman, is that you behind the roses? Oh, dear, I must have put that bit on without looking. He will lean against the wall, you see. All right, Norm. I'll get you out. All right, mate.
Yes, I think so.
He's a brave lad, isn't Norm?
Yes, he certainly is. Well done, Norman. Very courageous of you to stick it out in there.
Thank you, sir. It was nothing. Do you know us British when we've got our backs to the wall?
Yes. I bet you didn't expect to get decorated so early in life, eh?
Well, we better repair the damage.
I hope you'll be quick about it, Figley. I'm expecting, well, rather an important visitor this afternoon.
Oh, a lady, no doubt.
Yes, there's no doubt. She is a lady.
Odd luck, sir.
All right, Figley, that's enough. Now, remember, I want the pair of you out of here by 2:30. Oh, and Figley.
Yes, sir.
See that Norman doesn't get plastered again.
Hello. Mr. Hall.
Yes, that's right. Do come in.
I'm Penelope Sexton, known to my intimate friends as...
Not?
No, Penny.
Oh, good. Well, come in. As a matter of fact, I've just had this room done up. So, excuse the dust, but I gave my maid the afternoon off.
Oh, did you now? Now, why on earth should you want to get rid of your maid when I was coming?
Well, I didn't think you could manage two parts at once.
A likely story. Well, now, Mr. Horn, I've come in answer to your advertisement for a new secretary.
Yes, well, now, let's make ourselves comfortable, shall we? Perhaps you'd like to sit here.
What? On your knee? No, I think I'd be a lot safer if I take the bay window seat.
Don't be so sure. You'd be surprised at the people who've been at bay on that window seat. Now, look, Penny, let's compromise, shall we? We'll both sit on the couch right here. That's it, yes.
Well?
Penny, has anyone ever told... Oh, bother. Hello.
Hello. Oh, engineer here, just checking your line.
Why, what's wrong with it?
Well, I mean, it's a bit corny, isn't it? I mean to say, has anyone ever...
How dare you! Well, of all the nerve, interfering busybody. Why doesn't he go and...
And you.
Hello. Oh, what's the use? I'm sorry about these interruptions. Now, where was I?
On the couch with your arm round me.
Oh, yes. Now, Penny, I've never said this to any other girl before, but Well, I think you are the most... Oh, no, the front door. Well, who on earth can that be? Oh, excuse me.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry to trouble you. Do you think I might use your phone?
Well, it's not very convenient.
No, stop messing about. This is very important.
Oh, all right, if you must. In here.
Thank you very much. Oh. Oh, I didn't know you had company. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No. How do you do? I'm Penelope Sexton. You can call me Penny.
Oh. Well, I'm Oliver Philpott Jones. You can call me darling.
There's the telephone.
Oh, thank you. Yes, the phone. Now, don't you two take any notice of me. You just carry on. You're smiling. Yes. Hello? Is that you, Samantha? This is Snookum. Now, I can't take you to the amp ball next week. Well, I'm sorry. You'll just have to pine for me. No. No argument. Goodbye.
Oh, my, what a masterful man.
Yes, I know. I am masterful. And fascinating, too. I only have to hold up my little finger, and they all come running.
I can understand that, Oliver.
Well, now, look here. This has gone far enough.
Penelope, look. I'm holding up my little finger.
I know, Oliver. I'm coming with you.
Well, now, just a minute. Look. You walk in here, use my telephone without paying for it, and then you have the audacity to walk off with my Penelope. Penelope.
Yes. It's a rotten trick, isn't it? Oh, well, here you are. Yeah, then here's the money for the phone.
Oh.
Well, come on. Come on, Penny, let's go around a nice place.
Goodbye, Mr. Horn.
Well, you can't do this to me.
Oh, don't let's have a scene, please. I'll tell you what I do. In a couple of weeks' time, you come round and see me. It's flat B, Viceroy Court.
Yes.
You go up the steps to the front door.
Yes.
You press button B.
And?
Well, like in the phone book, you might get your penny back.
That's how it was, an experience I prefer to forget. I can't think why I told you about it anyhow. However, here's an experience I always enjoy listening to the resident Beyond Our Ken songsters, the Fraser Hayes Four.
My wife and I lived all alone in a little log hut we called our own. She loved gin and I loved rum. I tell you, we had lots of fun. Ha, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I?
Toiling on my farm, I take little brown jug under my arm, place it under a shady tree. Little brown jug, don't I love thee?
Ha, 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 you and me. Little brown jug, don't I love thee? Ha, 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 you and me. Little brown jug, don't I love thee? I clothe her in the finest silk. I feed her on the choicest hay and milk her 40 times a day. Ha, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Ha, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? The violet's blue and so are you. Yet I guess before I stop, we better have another drop. Ha, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Ha, 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 you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee?
And so to the Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. This week, we present a close-up on photography. Is it true the camera never lies?
What is the answer in the negative? Well, now, first of all, let's talk to one or two ordinary people. You, sir, are you a keen photographer?
Rather. So is my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other day we met to compare photos. We showed each other our best photographs, and would you believe it, they were exactly the same.
Good gracious. And what did you say?
Snap.
Yes, of course, you couldn't say much else, really, when you come to think about it. Ah, now, here's a lady. Madam, do you appreciate good photos?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. The trouble is, though, they take so long to be developed. I've been waiting ages for some snaps of a very handsome boyfriend.
Well, you must be patient, that's all.
Yes, that's what I keep telling myself. Edie, I say, someday your prince will come.
Well, incidentally, for the benefit of Mrs. Quigmore of 29 Gratchley Drive, Gloucester, Prince is, of course, spelled P-R-I-N-T-S. I thought she'd like to know that. Well, now, most people usually like having their photograph taken, but here's someone who tells us he's very camera shy.
Yes, that is so. You see, I am a modest, unassuming sort of person, and these photographers expect you to switch on a smile instantaneously. Well, I mean, it's simply putting on a false front.
Yes, I can understand how you feel, sir.
Yes, of course, there is another rather personal reason why I dislike being snapped.
Well, would you care to tell us?
I suppose so, yes. You see, I find it almost impossible to say cheese.
Thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you. Well, now, photography. What pleasure it can bring to millions of people. Take, for instance, those lucky enough to possess a cine camera and who are able to record their holidays on film.
Oh, look, Ambrose. There you are, coming out of the hotel.
That's me, all right, in me Panama hat and me sharkskin bathing trunks.
Yes, you did let us down rather at that hotel.
What do you mean? I always put a jacket over them for dinner. look. Oh, there's that lovely young girl who sat next to us.
Yes, you were always trying to get off with her, Andrew.
I was not, you old faggot.
Yes, you were. You were indeed, you were. You nearly ruined our fortnight in
Frinton. Oh, Lord, it was you spoiled everything. You wouldn't go down the beach. Always at the shop.
But I had
too hot in the sun, too cold out of it. Always moaning about the food.
I can't bear it when I'm
spending all your money on the donkeys.
Shut up. Switching this silly thing off. There. I don't know why we bothered to go in for home movies with all your idea.
Well, it's nice to look back on happy holidays.
Let us turn now to those who live by the camera and pay tribute to the skill and daring of the cameramen who bring back pictorial records of the unknown, such as life in the Arctic. We sent our own commentator, Cecil Snaith, on such a polar expedition.
Well, listeners, I'm speaking to you now from the North Pole. And I don't mind telling you, it's a bit parky. The cameramen on this expedition have already taken masses of film of the strange and silent Arctic wasteland that we're in. Land of bleak and desolate wilderness where the treacherous ice packs and unexpected crevasses make every step fraught with danger. No, the North Pole is hardly the place for a holiday. I don't really know why I'm being so frivolous. It isn't easy to keep one's spirits up in such a bitterly cold place. All of us, however, are well equipped to face the icy conditions, and I don't know if I see a member of the party coming towards me now. I say I envy him his clothing. Wearing the most gorgeous white fur coat. And this is Cecil Smith from the South Pole. He's coming out of his studio.
Thank you, our much-traveled Cecil Smith. Finally, let us consider the pleasure that a really good photograph can bring. It's often said that people never like a photo themselves and indeed prefer the opinion of a close friend.
Hello, Rodney.
Hello, Charles. What are you doing in the high street?
Well, I was just admiring that photo of you in the window.
Oh, it's embarrassing, really. I don't know why they had such a big one of me. I'm personally, I don't think it flatters me.
Nonsense, Rodney. It's perfectly dolly. It's you to a T.
You really think so?
Of course it is. The best photo I've ever seen of
you. You're just saying.
I am not, Rodney. Now, look closely. The photographer's caught you in a most characteristic way. Her old brow, the quizzical look.
Well, anything makes me look rather old.
On the contrary. Brings out that forthright honesty in your face.
Well, perhaps I'd better get the photo after all.
Oh, you must, Rodney. Go in and ask now.
Do you really think I should?
Why not? I'm sure the police sergeant wouldn't mind.
Well, there you are. There'll be another Horner Armor next week when the subject will be the problem of insomnia. Should we close our eyes to it? So, until next week, then, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought, which comes from a listener. Was circumference a knight of the round table? Good night. You might have been listening to, or have just missed, Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show which gave employment to Kenneth Horne and also to Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, Pat Lancaster, the Fraser Hayes Four, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fennelly. The script, believe it or not, was written, and letters of complaint should be sent to Eric Merriman. However, the onus must inevitably fall on our producer, Jake Sprout.